But there were a few more points also which the Buddha made. One of the things he mentions is that within the spiritual community, within the Sangha, there should be a place for, so to speak, a minority of people who are devoted to a more intensive spiritual practice. We all know that there are levels of practice. Some people practice more intensively than others. But the Buddha was insistent that if the health of the whole community, the whole Sangha, is to be maintained, there must be at least some people within that community, within that Sangha, who are devoted wholeheartedly, with body, speech and mind, whether to the practice of meditation or the study of the Dharma or the practice of the Dharma in some other way. If there isn't that smaller body of more intensely committed people, then the health of the whole movement will suffer. So we really need to make a space, make opportunities for those who want to devote themselves, maybe for long periods of solitary meditation, or long periods of Dharma study, or long periods of work for the Dharma in any other way. We do need that smaller core, so to speak, of people who do their best to live out the Dharma in every aspect of their lives in a very intense way. So this is another of the considerations that the Buddha urged upon his disciples.